Microphone check 3459, my grandmother's home.
Check, check, check.
How you feeling? How you feeling, Den? How you feeling, Rye?
Pretty good, pretty good.
My name's Yo.
Yo?
Yeah,
yo. Alright, so we got Yo and we got Den here. This is the fucking Daily Runaround Podcast, episode number 2, I guess you could say. Episode 1 went somewhere, we can't find it. But episode 2, we're back and we're better than ever, right?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Check, check, check.
We gonna let this run, or are we just gonna, like, what's your plan for this?
Let's go, it's Saturday, we're feeling good.
Who's got the fucking gunshots? Hey, go nuts, make some weird noises.
It's that Saturday morning dance music.
The pods on Saturday. Shout out to Donnie Taz, he's out there getting alcohol poisoning with some fat hoes.
Kutztown, 7 in the morning, he's drinking. That's our other addition to this podcast.
Did he text us at 8 in the morning and say he was drinking?
Yeah.
Such a throwback.
I love this song, dude. This is great. It's a good Saturday. March Madness is on. That means it's all day activities. I think that's cool. I think we can start the Saturday off right now.
Yeah.
You know, this is the Daily Runaround.
The Daily Runaround Podcast. What a great name we got. First, again, shout out to Donnie Taz, fucking the fat girls of Kutztown. Big girls need love too, and that's how I feel.
That's what Fergie made a whole song about it.
Fergie made a whole song about fucking fat girls?
Nah, dude, big girls don't cry.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say, dude, I didn't even know that Fergie made a song about fat girls getting crushed.
I think Fergie been getting canceled slammed. Since last year. Remember?
Fat girls getting slammed 101.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. So, I guess we're going to jump right into the bullshit today, huh?
Saturday bullshit.
All right, so first...
We're going to keep this clean. Keep this nice.
Clean?
Clean, what? Clean.
That's not even a fucking statement, clean. It's so crazy. Before we started this podcast, people listening, we were just chilling, watching LSU in Maryland, and we got super hype like that. I love it. I love the energy. So, Adam 22 getting jumped. Not jumped, run up on, right? Is that what you want to call that? Getting run up on?
Well, he got beat up.
It was like a
during an interview, too.
Yeah, it was like live. On like,
he legit had a live podcast, and somebody just
ran up in his shit.
But he was the person head. Getting interviewed, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. All I know is I saw Adam 22 and one of his boys, I guess. They were about to eat food, and then you see this guy come in with a gun, give me all your fucking money and shit.
Bro, listen. My conspiracy is, it was faked. I think it was faked for the clout, man, because everybody's doing it. Everyone's faking get robbed, faking get jumped so you can get some little internet clout.
But that's stupid. And,
I agree.
I feel like if you get robbed or jumped or something, you lose credit.
No.
I feel like, unless it's, well, I don't know, because, you know, sometimes people, when they get jumped, and it's by like 5 or 6 guys, so you don't lose credit. You know, you were just in the wrong part, wrong town, like you're not good there, I guess, or they just got you because of your name, and they, you know how the internet is nowadays, everybody wants to be somebody important, so they'll beat you up, take your chain, and then put it on right to Instagram and Twitter, being like, yo, I'm Bull, like,
yeah, but right. Why, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. Common sense kicks in, like, alright, if I really just robbed this man's chain, I'm not gonna go on Instagram and Facebook or Twitter and be like, I got your chain, dickhead.
Especially, yeah, it depends who it is, though, dude. Like, if you're talking about somebody sweet, some like, what? Not saying I would do that, but like, if it's somebody sweet and you know they're not actually with it, like, they could be rapping about
true
killing people, and then you take the chain and they're just hiding. Though they'll probably, you know, make an Instagram video, yo, give me my chain back. But it's like, what are you really gonna do?
Yeah, right.
Don't you have to get insurance for that? For your jewelry? Yeah. Can you buy
people
insurance?
Do. Yeah.
So if you have insurance, fuck it. Like, yeah, you keep that. I'm going to get my money back for this shit. Yeah. And I made a dumbass purchase of, like, You ever see people talk about their chains and like how much they spend? It's ridiculous.
If you're spending that much money and you don't have insurance on it, you're a dumbass. Like, straight up.
It's like, it is costly. You need
insurance on everything.
Real shit.
Everything. Because, you know, it's a pain to pay it, but like, it's, you're insured.
You are insured.
Like, house insurance, flood insurance. Like,
it's like
game. Dude, like,
if I'm being serious. Like, some adult talk right there. Yeah, no, we really took a turn already. But if you're in, we'll just say, around the beach, dude, you know, those, like, the sewers get full quick down there.
Even the storms, dude. The storms are pretty bad,
too. Yeah, and when it floods, like, your house, you know, you could be just chilling in the basement. Next thing you know, there's a fucking a foot of water on the floor, and you're just swimming in it. Like,
I'm throwing all my shit in the water. Computers. Yeah. Here you go.
No, I don't know if IMAX. That's insured, yo.
Throwing my fucking $5,000 in this fucking water.
Jesus.
But yeah, so you guys think it was fake? You think Adam 22 faked getting jumped?
Or now, not jumped, I think that's probably true. Because I feel like he already has that big, and why would you set yourself up for something like that?
Yeah, I see him as he's kind of like a platform for people to grow. I don't think he would do, like, fake it. And you saw, like, I saw the video afterwards of, like, the one dude taking a video of the guy who tried robbing him.
Yeah.
Dude, his face was fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Is that the first guy or the second guy?
The first guy. The second guy came into the store, grabbed a dude. Dude walked into the back with a gun pointed at him. And then slammed the door once he got behind it. And then the dude walked away.
I think that's the second one.
No, what? The second one was a black dude. The first one was a white dude.
Oh, it was a white guy the first one?
Mexican, I don't even know.
But the way Adam 22 reacted to, like, having a gun to his head like that, he's like,
do you ever watch this?
And hitting it like that, like, come on, bro.
That's why
you are you going to move? If someone's got a gun, so I'm going to fucking shoot you. Right?
Well, it's a white kid, dude. Like, what are you going to do if a little white kid comes up to you?
Dude, first, it's live, too. So, I mean, if I'm in that position, first off, I'll probably, you know.
He thought someone was pranking him.
Oh, that's why he might act like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense then, because if I'm in that position and I'm a live stream too, like, dude's already an idiot if he pulls the trigger.
Yeah,
so right. You do have a little filter, you know, where you can be like, yo, like, you know, try and smack it. But, like, on the other hand, you're human, and there's a gun to your head, and your first instinct is he's fucking shit, laughing dude. Shit.
All right, well, maybe I'll give the first one being real, but the second one?
The second one.
Come on. If you're fucking about, why would you pull your phone out and be like, yo, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Give me the money or whatever. Or get me at him. The other dude's just walking calm like that. Someone's gonna walk and they close the door.
Dude.
You're not gonna, come on now.
He said, Adam 22 said, that dude, that's weird because that dude was like, hit me up for collabs and shit and then I never hit him back up.
And then he threw the gun. And shit.
Yeah, right? Like, what?
People should, like, if you're gonna throw a gun, don't throw a fucking gun in the store. Like, yeah, I'm gonna, give me at him. He locks, all right. And I'm going to walk out like nothing fucking happened.
Wait, Adam's, his thing's in a store?
He was in the store in the back doing something. I don't know what
I think his podcast is in the store, isn't it?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's in the back.
Well, his live stream podcast, whatever, he interviewed.
I thought she was in, like, in a warehouse, but nah, I guess that makes sense.
I think it's
in, like, the storefront.
Donnie would know that, but I'm not, like, too hip on Adam 22. I don't really care about him, to be completely honest.
Dude, I feel you, man. I think he's one of those, not culture vulture, but motherfuckers looking for some content. He'll try his hardest.
Yeah,
he
definitely
shit.
He's definitely a culture vulture.
Like, see what he was saying about fucking Skinny from the Nine, how he switched up. Like, yeah, I was being nice to Skinny and being fake. But now you're just showing people, like, yo, bro, you're fake as shit for doing that.
He's laughing. Like, people just laugh at you. Like,
people do laugh at Adam 20. Remember when Ross tried to beat him up? That's pretty funny.
Who, Adam?
Yeah, he was really? Bitching. But I guess, fuck. So I guess the moral story is Adam 22 getting run up on twice. I think it's faked one of the times. They think it's real. So I guess we can just go from there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was fake, but, like, twice? I don't know, man. The world's a crazy
people
place.
People do copycat, though. There are a lot of copycats. Like, if they see it done once, they're going to try to replicate
it. But the internet's so powerful now, like, people know they're going to get, like,
you're gonna
famous.
Get caught up. Oh, yeah, you're gonna get famous.
You're gonna get famous from doing something.
Some recognition for some bullshit.
Yeah, like the dudes, like.
They you're gonna went, say, like, fame is like a fucking drug then? That's what you're saying?
People treat it like it's an addiction, for real.
Like, you need
they
to be popular,
need it. Yeah. They need
they look,
it. Like,
dude, everyone looks for
social media. Like, remember Instagram went down? I was like, in Texas, about to be on a plane, I think. Or Instagram went down for a little bit, but I was doing stuff, so I wasn't so worried about it. But people were freaking out
about Instagram being down, bro.
So you think if you're relating to the Adam 22 story with Instagram being down, like, people need social media, and people are on social media acting like somebody who they're not. So they go in there, and it's out. It's all like a game, dude.
So it's like perception. People think that they're bigger than they really are.
Yeah, Jay-Z killed, like, when, what, I forget what song it was. He's like, I'm not on the gram, they know who I am. Like, he's saying, like, he doesn't need social media to be like, yo, like, some people, all they have is social media.
Yeah, what happens if Instagram goes away?
Instagram models are fucked.
So fucked, right?
Fucked.
They're done. They have fucked. No career.
And what's it called? Fashion Nova's down the drain, too.
You ever go off, is Fashion Nova really have nice clothes? Like, they have men's clothes, too, and they just do girls.
They do. I know some people that cop
Fashion Nova. I could Nova never clothes. Rock a Fashion Nova. Like, you already tell your boys, like, yo, this is a Fashion Nova, John.
Bro, honestly, I don't even know what the Fashion Nova is. I thought it was a girl
clothing. Yeah, we have
that's what I thought it was, too.
Like, for we have like a big girls or something, right?
It's for a big girls? Fashion guy in our little podcast, but he's up at Kutztown wearing his Fashion Nova gear right now.
Does he have? Don't tell me.
Yeah, Donnie has, dude. Donnie legit is like...
I'll call Donnie for this podcast and be like, nah, yo, you rocking Fashion
Nova? He won't
Nova.
Even be able. He won't even be able to talk, dude. He's been drinking since 8, man.
He's a funny guy, Donnie. All right, so basically, if Instagram goes down, people are fucked. Yo, how about Yes Jules? You see that Yes Jules shit? They call her Brett Berry face.
Yo, what about the fact that the dude on the podcast said she was black?
Oh, wait, on the Murder Mook podcast?
Yeah. She said, what's your nationality? She said something like...
She said she was Puerto Rican.
Yeah, okay. She's like, you're black.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's like... That's
Murder Mook. That's Murder
Mook's got something wrong
with
that.
That's just doing anything to try and hit. I'm being, like, you know...
Oh, you think Murder Mook smashed after that interview?
Probably not. She says she's engaged and all that, but who knows,
to
man.
Who?
Yes, Jules, some black guy.
She be fucking... You guys hear porn that came out?
No, but I heard the moaning was terrible.
Oh, dude. The moaning? That was the best day for Twitter. They're like, they're getting there. Like, yeah, even though Yes Jules sounds like that, I still Central. Bust it.
Bro, I don't even know what the hell.
You don't know what Yes Jules is?
No.
Google it. Then you gotta look up Yes Jules. You're going to see this bitch and be like, what?
Should I go private for this shit? Is it going to...
I don't know, man. Is your girlfriend going to listen to this podcast?
No. She don't look at my phone.
Oh, yeah. It's all right.
What's her name?
Yes Jules.
You're about to look this up now?
Yo, you gotta look her up,
dude,
bro.
Why
she's
not?
Oh, you don't know who Yes Jules
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That bitch is fucking wild. Yes,
turn me up, Den.
Turn me up some, Den. Oh, why Den's looking up Yes Jules, and we're going from Adam 22, skinny from the Nizzle. How's that motherfucker? You seen him at South By, right?
Yeah, he was walking around with a big squad, so I'm kind of confused yes, how he's getting caught off guard all the time. I was walking down, so it was my last night, so I was lit. We didn't have anything to do, so I was just going all day, you know, drinking. So I was, you know, in my bag. I really wanted this chicken spot, so I was getting some chicken and waffles. Took me 20 minutes to get my food, which, whatever.
20 minutes?
Dude, South By, dude, the lines are long, and, you know.
I've never been to South By. I gotta go.
It's a good time, good time. And then I'm walking down, you know, eating my chicken. Skinny from the Nine just walks past me and, like, gives me the, what's up, bro? Like, look. And I don't know if he thought I was about to jump him or something, but I'm like,
yeah, I can imagine.
I didn't know if he was trying to be cool. I never knew how small he was, dude. I thought I was a small cat, but this man, I don't know why he even talks. You can just punt him.
You see his interviews, like his prior interviews when he got out of jail. He said, "I was a bitch," and then once you say that and put that shit out in the world, they're just gonna get your ass, bro. You can't be saying you're a bitch on a fucking radio interview.
Yeah.
Like, you can say it as long as you're going to back it up and say, like, that you're not anymore.
But
you know?
He said it, and now he's getting beat up every fucking week. I feel like Skinny from the Nine's getting jumped.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, he definitely put it on himself. For sure.
How do you get beat up at Hibachi? People don't go to Hibachi to fight.
Nah, did you hear what the story was?
People don't go to Hibachi to fight.
Did you hear what the story was, though?
Nah.
Somebody asked to take a picture with him.
And then he swung on him.
And he swung on him.
Bro, he didn't swing back once.
Yo, come on. You can laugh, but that's fucked up.
Bro. How you gonna like?
We're in a world now where people just want to get clout over nothing, dude.
Yeah,
like,
it's nuts.
Like, I went to Hibachi yesterday. I could have got hit.
You
could have got crushed, yo. Hibachi places, watch out and you get your security up, bro. Because
yeah.
People are getting rocked.
But
in
you, yo, moral of the story.
Shout
if anybody listens, yeah, shout out to Hibachi. I had that yesterday. But the moral of the story is just don't ride around alone or with midgets.
People really look for, like, trouble, too. Like,
yo, Hibachi, what do they light on fire? The fucking rice? Or they light that fucking onion on fire?
The onion, and they put, like, the shit in there and go, clothes up like a
could you imagine this fucking chef just cooking you some food, he throws the egg up in the air, cracks. Yeah, let me get a picture. Oh, yeah, I got you. And just fucking hit the shit out of you right in your face. What a great day.
Trying to catch the fucking shrimp they're throwing at you and shit.
How do you... Did he go on Instagram after that and talk shit about
who,
it?
Who, the guy?
Yeah, skinny from the nine? About getting hit in hibachi?
Nah, I don't think he said anything.
I mean,
yet.
He was at a disadvantage fight perspective, with the size advantage and everything, but he still got a swing.
At least once. You can't go down like that.
He was like... He had his arms on him, like, pushing him, like, the straight arm shit, and... Nah, you just hate him.
Yeah, crush. Skinny from the nine. If you're listening, cuz, you cannot ever again your rap song be tough. Right or wrong. You can never be tough. You can't say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No,
but, yo, the videos I saw from, well, I mean, he didn't throw a punch, but, like, I'm just trying to eat food, man. First off, he was nice and let him get a picture. But I'm wondering where Skinny from the Nine's dudes were. What, did he go buy himself the hibachi?
Yeah, or did they
wait till he, like, his boys were in the bathroom or something?
Or inside job. I feel like he's been getting robbed, too, inside jobs.
Dude,
well.
Like, real shit, think about it. Say if Skinny from the Nine is, like, out to eat with his family or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how, like, that whole shit works when you're...
Him and his fucking 11 brothers.
Bit, you know? Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, no one's gonna ride for him. Like, what's his mom gonna get off and say, oh, stop hitting my son? Like,
yo, his mom's, like, a fucking convict, a most wanted list.
It's crazy that...
Skinny from the Nine?
Yeah, bro. Really? His mom, yeah.
Okay, maybe not
she
his
was
mom,
robbing
but...
people.
Yeah, well,
they were
that,
doing
I guess
crazy
the Nine's
times.
Really with it then, but just Skinny ain't.
That's why he's scared.
What is the Nine? I feel like the Nine's New Jersey, right?
Yeah, he's somewhere from Jersey, but they don't claim him, so... Do you claim Skinny from the Nine?
I don't claim Skinny from the Nine. I'm from Philly. I just moved to Jersey, but...
You're from...
Skinny from the Nine. I remember him when he was coming up, man. The page on Instagram, Rap.
He was
all over Rap. And
lit.
I was wondering what the fuck he was doing.
He was lit.
I think I liked one of his songs on SoundCloud at one point, but I think I got on like that now.
He got on like that song, Skinny from the Nine. You can't be rocking with Skinny from the Nine. Poor guy. Man.
It's horrible, man.
Anything else you want to add to Skinny from the Nine?
Yeah, that. I guess I don't have songs coming with him now. It's kind of lit. I
mean,
should have. I might have, dude. It was weird because I got hit up saying, yo, I played some for him, and he really liked them. So I was like, all right, word. But I never heard anything back. So maybe it's a no, maybe it's a yeah. But, like, if he drops it now, I mean, I'll still promote the song, but yeah.
Yeah, he drops a song, right, and he doesn't pay you, you're going to fucking beat him up?
No, I'll hit up somebody to get my royalties for me.
Because
they'll be on that shit. That's when you just got to get people around you.
You're going to get he's going to go smack him real quick. You don't got to hide him. Like, yo, listen, Skinny, if you don't give me my
money,
cuz nicely.
I'll bring him to the studio. Yo, you in Philly? Come slide, yo. And I'll have some people wait for him.
Call fucking academics, like, yo,
yeah,
that'd
be hilarious
right now.
Because, you know, you see me, well, I'll be like, yeah.
That would be the funniest
you
thing.
Like, yeah, I answer the door. He's like, oh, look at this little ass kid. What's he going to do? And then next thing you know, you walk inside, and I got all the 6-foot guys ready to go.
It was already slapping Skinny. You don't even beat him up. Just give him a slap, get your check, and then bounce. I feel like he's broke now.
Skinny?
Well, maybe not yet, but he's getting there.
I don't know, man. I want to know where people get some of their money from. So I know everything's like whole flex for the Instagram and stuff, and we don't know what they really do besides social media.
And shit like that
but
too, you know?
Like they have, dude, just blows my mind. Cause if they're getting like rap money, you get rap money from shows and streams. And
rap money is not a lot of money.
Streams don't, they pay like.
See,
what's his Spotify?
Is he
like?
Signed? I don't like.
Let me see. If I can look up his.
Skinny for the Nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a hicko.
Cause see, people fuck up and like they get that check, the first check where it's like. It's pretty much a loan, and they'll spend it on themselves, like, recklessly.
Reckless.
You know,
yo, it's bad.
Dude.
I think the one thing Russ said, even though Ron doesn't like him too much, was that you get $1 million, you pay your lawyer, you pay your fucking, your business manager, whatever the fuck you gotta pay him, and then you gotta break down with your homies, so you're at, like, $200,000 from $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck, how you gonna live off, I mean, you could live off of $200,000,
I
get it.
Like,
but not for a long time. If you're going to go live in, like, high-rise in Philly, or you're going to go to Cali for a couple months, you're going to blow $30,000 just in Cali because you're going to get the big-ass mansion. Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing, you're spending hella chronic. You're going to be doing whatever the fuck other drugs you love to do. And you're just going to go broke. And it's a sad story for rappers going broke.
Yeah.
Moral of the story for that is do not sign your rights away for $10,000. Give or take, bro. Not worth it. Keep your masters.
But, dude, you got to think about it. Like, I mean... I'm not condoning it, but like there's people that really struggle and like literally have nothing. So if they see that check as exposure, they're going to take it. You know what I mean?
And it's also like, I mean, we could speak from a certain angle, but if you come up from nothing, like stealing from the nine, supposedly, I don't even know.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah,
you have $0 growing up and someone gives you $1 million, you're going to get every single fucking thing you want.
Nothing, yeah.
You're gonna get everything you want.
Well, plus two, when you're in that situation, you're thinking I'm only getting bigger.
It's only like you're
like that first whatever. That's just gonna be. I'm like in my head. I'm like that's gonna be paid off quick. Like I'm knocking these hits out. But the thing was, dude, people were actually liking Skinny from the Nine.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. Like I actually saw on Twitter the other day, Taz Taylor was defending him because I know Taz Taylor. That's the dude from the YouTube Generation Bull. He was like, yo, this game's getting real dirty. Which I agree. Because he's like, the dude's at Hibachi, trying to eat food. And a fan asked for a picture. And then he gets his shit smacked.
He got knocked the fuck out. They didn't just slap him. He got knocked the fuck out.
He ain't getting knocked. Yo, what was real fucked up.
He fell and everything.
It was only 15 seconds.
If that dude threw him on the grill, I would have been like, yo.
Put his head to the grill? That would have been great. Not for Skinny, but that would have been great. Entertainment. You think he's going to stitch on that dude and get him arrested? Or is he just going to take it?
That'll show who he is. You know what I mean?
He didn't do anything, bro. I mean, that's not... You think he's going to press charges on that? He's just going to talk shit. Skinny from the Nine ain't going to take that to court.
If he's broke, you won't.
Yeah, what? Fuck, you're going to have to pay more in legal fees to... That's an assault, right? Who cares?
True. That is just an assault.
Well, actually, it's not even an assault. It's doing it for the Vine, yo.
Literally, you're doing it for the Vine. The Vine doesn't even exist.
I know, man.
You remember that? Do it for the Vine. That shit was fucking... What year was that? 2014?
2012, I think. Vine was 2013. I think it was real big around when I was on senior week, because all my senior week videos were...
On Vine, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at my Vine when I go home. I wonder if that shit's still up.
I think they have, the videos, but the website.
Or something, right? Vine 2.
There's supposed to be a Vine 2 coming.
I think it's out.
But are we really going to... Is it really?
Yeah.
Are we really here, though, for Vine anymore?
Vine's on, dude.
We're here for social media.
Instagram.
But I'm not. I stopped the whole social media. I mean, I'll go in there once and talk my shit. But I'll post a few pictures, maybe one or two a week if I have them in the tuck. But, I'll be on it just to laugh. I'm trying to get off of it.
Off of social media.
I definitely don't tweet a lot anymore.
It's toxic.
I used to tweet all the time. Now
I don't go on Twitter. It's just Instagram. I just watch and just fucking see what's going on.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel like you're missing stuff if you don't go on it. But, I don't... What do I care anymore? I need to be on there.
I can't be Twitter pop. I never got Twitter pop. I never get any, likes. Donnie got it down pat. I don't know what the fuck he does. He could tweet... Fucking good morning to you. The birds are chirping. Motherfucker got 30 likes. Say nonsense.
That's a good one. I might do that tomorrow morning.
Good morning, the birds.
There you go.
see if I get it. We could do a trial.
A trial of Twitter shit?
I think it's consistency with Twitter. You just got to be consistent with it.
And also have people who want to look at your shit. I mean, because it's definitely 800 followers on there. That's basically it. Just on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Poop.
I got 1.2.
See?
But mine are real, obviously not fake, but, I'll tweet something and get, 40 likes.
Dude, Twitter and Instagram are doing, band waves where they're just getting rid of people who got fake profiles and, a lot of people lose a lot of followers.
They
should have done that when Kevin Durant was, going through his shit.
That burner account? I never seen the burner account. I should have looked it up when it was going around.
Yeah, I never did.
Was he still saying wild shit on there?
He was defending himself, yeah.
Just fucking defend yourself on your regular account. What's the difference?
It's you. You don't want to be out there acting vulnerable and weak.
That is true. You definitely don't want to be fucking vulnerable and weak. But now you're just hiding behind a computer.
Can't say you're
That's what happened to a bunch of people.
You get jumped.
True. That's true. You definitely can't say you're a bitch if you get jumped. All right, so all in all, Skinny from the Nine is a little girl, and I pray for you, Skinny. I really hope you get past this time of getting slapped up every place you go. Please don't come to Philadelphia because their motherfuckers will be on your head top crazy. Just stay where you are. Hopefully Jersey gives you your love back. And, tell Hitco to send a real nigga a fucking contract Matty Moonshine. He needs to get signed now.
Yeah,
we need that.
Shout out to Matty Moonshine.
Shout out to Matty Moonshine. Yo, since we're on Skinny from the Nine, Almighty J.
Oh, yeah, we'll keep it there. Almighty J. Dude, people started saying stuff about him getting jumped, he's a bitch. But every video I saw was way more dudes
than just one. It was not, never a one-on-one.
It was like eight or seven guys, and he had like three people with him. Like, mm-hmm. he's just probably, he was in New York, like, they said, yo, you can't come here, but like, that's probably just people being people.
Delaware?
He was in New York.
Oh, New York. I think they said New
Yeah,
York.
And they literally smacked him up. Like, he had to get stitches and all that. But I saw like eight people, and his boys were even getting handled. Like, his boys weren't running away. Really? But then at the end of the video, like, when they tried getting away, like, his dudes saw, his boys saw that there was like eight just all like teeing off on him. So they like kind of stayed away. But I mean, I guess in that situation, if you're his boys and you go in there too, you're all getting your shit kicked and you're all getting stitches. But like, I don't know what they had against Almighty J. Maybe they heard his music and thought like, yeah, you ain't going to shoot us. But like, dude, is that what we're really doing now? Like, what if Almighty J really, like, was...
It's a lifestyle, I guess.
Was ready. Maybe he's not with the shits of shooting somebody, but maybe, like, I don't know, man. People were just saying, I'm going to jump him because he said he's going to shoot me, and if he doesn't, well, he's not with it.
You think he fucking... You think his first, like, him getting injured the first time was really fucked up? You think it was, like, a lot of people, or just, like, seven people against three? Because the video I seen looked like it was, like, 15 fucking heads over there.
There might have been... Crushed. Well, I was talking about... There was a lot of people at the thing, but, I mean, it looked like a few were teeing off on him, like, maybe...
One video looked like a bunch of high school kids were just beating him up. But isn't he, like, 16, 17 on
my
J?
He's, like, 18, 19, I think. Maybe he's 20. I don't think he's 21 yet. But I know he's small. And he was with Lil TJ, which... Lil TJ, think small too, so that dude, I mean,
but do you think he should be rapping about gun violence and like all this shit if he's really not about it? I think, and not even just Almighty J, you think anybody in general should be doing that?
I mean,
because you're testing people at that point,
dude. I gotta keep referencing Hove said, like, yeah. What did he say? He said something in his song about like, oh, he said something about like we had A&Rs too, like they said, like. He said something along the lines of, like, the A&Rs now are the music A&Rs, but when Jay-Z was coming up, his A&Rs were actually assault rifles.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, Jay-Z's good. That's what I'm about to... I know what I'm about to play for my sleeper already.
He already knows that his pick is gonna be Jay-Z. We have a section where we only talk about, like, Jay-Z quotes and how fucking meaningful they really are. Dude, Jay-Z spits knowledge.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, I never... Like, this all this new music that comes out every other day really, like... You really get to cherish like Jay-Z and like Nas, like the dudes that really spit shit when they were like, I mean, I don't know how real Jay-Z was with like the guns and stuff, but I mean, they definitely were on the streets because that's what rap was back then. Now rap's Instagram, like
rap
before
is Instagram. Because who can get Instagram popping first?
Like, I mean, even if you watch freaking Notorious, like Biggie's whole thing was he's selling drugs, don't matter, sell drugs, sell mixtapes, and then sell drugs some more. Plus, people love selling drugs.
People love selling drugs.
Like, once you're in it, like, I don't know. They don't want to get out of it.
It's the fast money, man. It's the quick buck.
That's life, dude. Money. Money, money, money. They got a song. It's like, money, money, money. What is that from, money. Yo? Yeah. Oh, Shark Tank? Man. Is that Shark? No. Dude, I don't know.
Mark Cuban? I saw a video of Mike Trout walking up like that.
He's a new batter. Well, that's a wrestler. The fuck was it? Man, I don't remember off the top. I'm gonna remember it. I have to come back. It was a wrestler who had that fucking intro. It's like money, money, money. Oh my god, McMahon's son. The fuck is his name? Shane Mack. I think that's what his fucking thing was.
That's
see,
funny.
There you go. Fuck, I don't watch wrestling no more, but I remember that. That was money.
Show was tight back in the day.
Yo, wrestling was the shit. Even though it wasn't real, it was nuts, man. People weren't as skilled with the acrobatics, but they were fucking really fucking themselves up, even though it was fake.
Dude, you think they were juicing?
Hell yeah, they were definitely
on boys. But if that was fake, then it doesn't matter.
True.
You could juice whatever. Paid. Yeah. It definitely doesn't matter.
You could juice World for all they care, you know?
Juice World. John Cena was the fucking biggest juice head. I thought that was Almighty J on the TV. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's PJ Washington, and he's hurt.
He looks just like fucking Almighty J from the side.
He's like... 4 foot taller than Almighty J.
Probably doesn't get slapped up like Almighty J too.
Nah, dude, yeah. That's...
So, alright, so he put out a music video and a song about it?
So, I think it was like 24 hours later, he actually put
a
song.
Play that? You have it on your computer?
And, yeah, you want to hear the song?
Yeah, let's get a live reaction going to the song.
I like that. So.
So, I never heard it yet, so I want to hear what he's talking
about. Almighty
J
got jumped, and 24 hours later, he came out with a song, and it came out with a music video. But the song never even dropped yet. So he must have made the song in the 24 hours, shot a music video.
I probably uploaded the song, didn't go up on DistroKid fast enough.
It came out today, yo. Yeah, so you'd think he would have connections, but here it is. It's called Let Me Breathe.
Who's his label? What's the label say on there?
Atlantic.
Oh, okay.
Stupid bitch. Yeah, exactly. Stupid bitch. Why you signing Atlantic?
Oh, yeah, Atlantic.
Oh, shout out Seasick, yo. But listen to this. They say negative shit every time they speak on me. My mama's scared to look me up because what she see on me. My face card good. For real. His mom's scared to look because he keeps seeing him get hit. So what you want to do? They don't listen to anything, but they going to shoot if I say shoot. Bullets don't got names on them, so why you think you bulletproof? How are you talking about shooting? You can't. What? I mean, I don't know, dude.
Me personally, I couldn't. I don't know.
What would you do if you was me? What would you do if you had a son at 19? What would you do if you always on TMZ? So Almighty J had a son at 19.
Is he 20 though?
He's gotta be 20. What would you do if you was me? The shade room always posting everything they see. What would you do? These niggas hating in my comments like some geeks. Groupie bitches trying to turn me to a freak. I gotta raise my son to be better than me. Not the same man. You say fuck me and shake my hand with the same hand. For real, that's it, yo. Turned on me for 8 bands. Gotta watch these niggas surrounded by fake friends. That fame changed me, but it changed you. Wanna eat together, but won't pay up when that change do. Fucking bitches I used to dream about. Look what that fame do. They think I'm a perfect person. Nigga, I got pain too. You don't know what I've been through. Cause I don't speak on it. Every time I name a drummer, man, they tweet on it. All the good shit I do, they never speak on it. If you make that
this
message,
is like...
you gon' have to sleep on it.
It's like you fucking get beat up, you
he's
go
addressing,
home,
he's addressing
and you just talk shit.
Yeah, he's addressing. Listen to it right here. He's literally talking about, he gets jumped, yo, and everything is against him, bro. Like, he was at the beach, it looks like he got robbed or something. Like, they took his chains, and he's saying he doesn't want chains anymore because, like...
But Jay Prince got his chain back.
Yeah, because the game's fucked up.
I don't think they're gonna fuck with him no more.
Honestly, like...
Because Jay Prince is that fucking mobster motherfucker. He'll kill somebody.
They should...
He got the chain back.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, he did. He paid a lot of money for it, I think.
I think it's a good way to come back. I mean, like, kind of get yourself back on track, I guess. You know what I mean?
That's true.
As opposed to just sitting down and talking on Instagram. Like, that's not doing shit. Put music out and, like, do what you're doing.
The biggest thing rappers miss on, including myself, is, like, talking about the in-the-moment stuff and putting it out.
Dude, that's exactly... Like,
he utilized that moment perfectly.
And he dropped the music video. Exactly. The music video is him sitting in a chair with the stitches in his head. Yep. And he's showing them in the video, like, yo, this is what happens to people.
And it's not even like he's trying to be tough. Like, I mean,
nah, his,
like, the gun
he,
part.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think.
Like, think about it. Everyone, for example, Skinny, went through the same shit, like getting jumped. Like, if you have that persona or, like, image of being this person that people look up to or kind of, like, listen to the music,
yeah,
blah, 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 whatever it is.
He should just. Yeah, God, my fault.
No, you're cool.
No, God.
But, like, it kind of just gives you, like, a background of what they go through and, like, what they have to deal with on the daily. Because, like, even, like, the Kardashians, like, with the paparazzi and shit like that, like, they have no privacy. It's just a lifestyle.
Outside their house, they have no privacy.
Like, it's crazy.
I think if Almighty J wants to really utilize, he needs to rebrand.
Yeah.
Pull a Meek Mill.
You have to.
And be like, yo, it's not cool anymore. Talk about that, get that gang shit if you ain't about it. Like, people are really getting fucked up out here.
The only weird thing about, like, Almighty J is, like, the YBN crew came up from Xbox.
I never
so
really
they're
Xbox.
They're shooting on Xbox. So.
Like. Shooting. That's the title of the podcast. Shooting on Xbox.
It's gotta be, man. But that's legit.
Fucked up, bro.
They're like. That's. I mean. I don't know, man. You can't. Like, you gotta
he
know
can't
who
be hard
you
anymore.
Are.
You can't. That's what
he,
I'm saying.
He can
he
be hard.
Kill someone if
he can
wants to
be
hard.
Nah,
that's
we don't gotta go that far because that's stupid, man.
Yeah, it's
like.
Definitely stupid.
saying you're gonna shoot somebody in a song.
You can't say you're gonna fuck anybody up. Well, I mean, it's different for Almighty J than for Skinny from the Nine, because Skinny from the Nine basically had a one-on-one fight.
Yeah.
He got jumped by all these dudes. So I, you know what? Until I see proof of him getting on a one-on-one fight and getting knocked the fuck out, I'll let you be. You could do you, Pop, at that point.
Yeah, I mean, like, overall, like, I thought it was a good way to approach it, you know?
But you definitely have no shooters. Because if you had shooters, they would pull the gun out and those kids jumping you.
You'll have
shooters. Not shooting.
You probably have shooters. I mean,
maybe shooters.
Wouldn't you walk around if he's talking like, yo, I can't go nowhere. They're plotting to kill me on the beach. If someone's, I knew someone's trying to plot to kill me on the beach. I'm having a guy with a gun.
Listen to this, man.
With me.
If you get any sort of name, you know people that you know you're going to be able to, you know, get a group of people that will ride for you. Because people have certain dudes that they probably have on payroll that are just with the shits. And that could, you know, like a bodyguard that hopefully, I mean, some people will pull the trigger on, you know, but like you really don't want to do that because then you don't got them anymore.
Then you're going to jail. Yeah, you're fucked at that point. But I mean, have like a security guard around or someone that you know is exactly with the shits that has a fucking, do it legally, license to carry. If you're getting jumped, you can pull that gun out. You don't got to shoot nobody, but you pull the gun out and be like, yo, if you really think you're about to hit me again.
Yeah, right.
Because then if you're really about to get a gun, no one's going to hit you.
Now, since we're like on this topic, like, if you see a rapper or anyone with a security guard, what are you judging them? Or are you saying like, wow, he's a little bitch?
Hell no.
I only judge, how big are we talking? Because I know rappers from Jersey who need security and they have 2,000 followers, but they have security for no reason. Those people are dumb. I judge those people.
Yeah.
But if you're a Almighty J or you're a fucking...
If you're big as shit, like everyone...
Even if you're skinny from the Nine getting beat up, like you just need some security
or
something.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's a smart... Like,
because the way I'm thinking of it, too, like I always try and bring bigger people around.
Well, yeah. Like a sense of security.
Like,
not even like...
I mean, like your friends that are big, like they might not be security. They might be boys unless you literally paid them. But you got to think, too, like...
You gotta surround yourself with
you could be in some spot with like one of your boys and you could be on a show and somehow your set gets fucked up or something and then you say one word and you end up saying the wrong word to a hothead and there you go, you're on the ground in a fight already. So like it's weird because people's egos and people are just so fight happy and it's like you gotta you gotta surround yourself with some people that can, you know, help you out. Like, when I used to go around, like, places, I would try and stack
But you weren't paying the security.
No. I would just do that just, it's not like I have a big name.
You're bringing your boys who are big, like, if it's about it,
I'm just
time,
lucky I have some
riding.
Boys that are, like, 6'6", like, 6'4", 6'5". Like, it's like, yeah, I can talk my shit. Nobody's going to do nothing to me because they're towering over everybody.
Exactly. But I think Dan was talking about, like, rappers who pay for security.
Yeah, like for example,
like you pay two bodyguards from a company, a security firm.
Well, depends.
To be with you.
I mean, it depends on your image. Like, if you're riding with your boys that you're talking about in the song, you don't need a security guard. You have your boys.
You don't need to pay them.
Like for I don't listen to All Muddy J. I don't know if he talks about his boys riding with him and shit like that.
Yeah.
But if he did, he kind of looks like pretty bad right now. You know
yeah, he
mean?
Does.
Like,
I mean, yeah. If you're a big name and you think you got problems going on, get security. Don't be dumb. But if you're a fucking no-name motherfucker, why are you getting security? You could just get your boys, if you got friends that are
yeah,
big.
Like, and them small shows anyway, like, people are really just there to see who they want to see, and that's it.
Yeah, like,
that.
Not everyone wants fucking issues.
Like, it's crazy, you know? When you go to one of them shows, we'll just, you know, say, I mean, we're all, if it depends. Like, if you're an upcoming artist and you're going to, a little show in, like, the city, you don't need security because you have five or six people there to listen to you, and then each artist is probably on for 15 minutes, and then they leave anyway. Like, you do your shit and go, or do your shit and support the other people. Like, that's really...
It's all about just being smart, too. Like,
it is about being smart. Yeah. Think smart. Don't waste your fucking money on security if you're fucking
you're
Jimmy
shit,
Bob
nah.
from Belmar, New Jersey. You don't need fucking security, you noodles. You know what I'm saying? But if you're Skinny from the Nine, bro, you're getting slapped up. You definitely need some security.
Skinny from the Nine needs more security.
He needs the fucking whole cop. He needs the fucking
dude,
district with him.
He needs the army.
Even
bro.
Then, he's looking to get slapped.
Some karate classes.
Skinny
MMA,
from the Nine needs
like
the
that.
Army.
Fucking Skinny from the Nine.
That's not a bad idea either. If you're like that, like big, get a little bit of like training behind yourself or something.
He's 5'6". Even if he does bulk up, he still ain't gonna be shit, dude. You know, there's gonna be somebody 6 foot weighing 100 more.
You ever get kicked in the shin?
We just call Skinny, like, yo, Skinny, we got fucking some broids over here, cuz you can take. For real. Make yourself build up. So, we hit a lot of shit today, man. So, I guess we can go music perception.
I think the only thing we hit on today is people getting jumped.
Listen, man, they got shooters on Xbox. Don't say that about them. Call of Duty us.
Pull up with my GTA. Shooters on Xbox.
They're going to call us like, yo, you tell that come around my home moonshine, get 2K the fuck, right now.
Get the fuck on.
Could you imagine?
Yeah,
2K
man.
Right now, because we need 2K.
Yo, so if anybody's trying to scrap, I'll take you to my court on 2K.
We can
finish it on there.
I play my team.
My team.
Yes.
Fucking join pretty my lit. Fucking court. All right, man. So music perception. The one thing I hate more than life itself, man. I really don't hate life. Let me not say that.
Jesus.
One thing I hate more than fucking some people is perception. And when people fake it so bad to the point where it makes me sick to my stomach.
I feel you. A lot. That's all Instagram and that's social media, man. I feel like this is a whole social media podcast today because it's everything is for social media.
And the fake streams and shit.
Fake streams. If you're a rapper, right, and you're going to buy 40,000 followers in one night, let me tell you something. You're a fucking noodlehead junior. You need to get out of here. Go back fucking home. Stop buying fucking views. Stop buying followers. Stop buying likes. Because who are you buying
what it for?
What
does it do for you?
Nothing. It does bro, zero.
The only way... See, my advice to anybody that wants to buy anything, invest in the pages that have a lot of followers. They can get organic followers. Not people that you buy to look good. Like, that's...
Even then, dude, half the time, like, there's...
And, yo, you put up a picture on Instagram with 50,000 followers... And get 200 likes. You know what the fucking ratio is on that?
15,000 followers, only 200 likes?
If you say 15. Or you could say, like, 50,000, you get 300. Like, bro, what's 300 divided by 50,000? Probably slim to nothing, so.
Slim to nothing.
So that's not good percentages, man. Try and do that shit organically, and if it's not working for you, then you just got to find ways to invest in yourself. Maybe.
Let me break it down how it works. So you're going to go buy views. First of all, these people buy views on SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's lit, bro. Yo, you got 100,000 plays, but who listened to it? Can anybody
and
actually
you're not
say
getting off of it? You're not getting paid for it.
And you're not getting paid for
it. And they brag. Yo, my shit got 100,000 on SoundCloud. You know who I am? Like, yeah.
I can't talk to rappers who are just steady on SoundCloud because...
I feel like SoundCloud has a horrible name now just because of what happened. Like, I feel like people want to put their music on AudioMac over that, and it's like...
What the fuck?
It's even worse.
What's AudioMac?
AudioMac doesn't have the reputation of SoundCloud because it's, like, lower... It's not lower scale, but it's, like, popularity's lower.
I haven't heard of it, so, yeah.
I think you should only put shit on SoundCloud or AudioMac if they're going to give you a check for your creativity. Then you put it up there.
I feel you. Or you have to.
Or you have to. If you're signed to a label and you gave away your rights for $10,000 and you fucking ended up putting your shit on SoundCloud and you're just a jerk-off still. I feel your pain then. But I just don't understand people buy views, man.
Young kids. That's who uses SoundCloud. Little kids.
Young kids, you think? I know grown men who just use SoundCloud. I just don't
grown
get it.
Ass men.
A lot of people don't understand the game, though.
Well, yeah.
They don't understand the game. Also, while we're on music perception, an L that I've taken that I hate so much is that never, ever, ever, ever buy a feature. Never. Not worth your money. You're going to lose your money. It sucks. Never buy a feature from anybody. I mean, unless it's a big name. And when I say big name, they're doing shows around the world and they're fucking selling out by themselves or with like an opener or two. That's when you buy that feature because they actually have a fucking name. You can go on Spotify, right, and see somebody with 200,000 monthly listeners. That person with 200,000 monthly listeners couldn't do a show outside of their hometown probably.
Or a show in general and have people show up.
Exactly. Or a show in general and no one shows up. So now you look like a jerk off. You bought views. Your SoundCloud's popping. Your Spotify is quote unquote popping. Someone sees it, doesn't know, and books you for a show, pays you a nice little fee. You go there and no one shows up and you're getting slapped like Skinny from the Nine. Worth it? Not really. You guys agree? Disagree?
Oh, no, I mean, the dude got the bag. But, like, you're getting paid for Spotify. Like, I mean...
Yeah, but...
What are you telling somebody? Don't do shows?
No, I'm saying...
No, don't pay for a feature because...
No, I know that. I'm saying,
for people, like, up-and-coming artists like myself, you might see somebody with 200,000 monthly listeners and be like, oh, yo, bet. If I give this person X amount of money and they do a song with me, I'm going to get a part of their fucking fans. Doesn't work that way.
No.
Not at all.
Unless...
That's what I'm saying. Do not buy fucking
features. Features are worth it only if you're... You have a exposure big enough to where that you can reach that artist's exposure too without getting that person to promote it.
Exactly. So like a big name, someone who can tour.
Right. So like basically. if you're signed to a label, we'll say you're signed to Def Jam or whatever, and you got a feature from Drake, and Def Jam's gonna push that for you, then you're cool. Drake don't even have to do a thing.
Nothing.
Because you already know people that like Drake are going to see this, featuring Drake. Like, yo, I'm tuning in because it's Drake.
Just
because
it's Drake. But
I don't know about you guys, but, like, if I'm looking at music.
And you skip to the feature.
Well, even then, I do
all the time.
So, say, like.
Features first on an album.
Even then, like, say if you're looking for a Drake song, but you heard all of his albums and shit, you want to see if he came out with new features or some shit. Like, you can scroll just the features and shit and see that.
People want to put the Drake song because they want to know what he's going to say. Interviews.
Not necessarily Drake, but you know what I mean.
Because they can put that on Instagram caption.
I'm changing the fucking topic saying that Drake features. People want the Drake features for fucking what he says in Instagram topics or Instagram captions.
No, I do all the time.
Listen, I'm also guilty of it. But back to the fucking...
10 of Us, We Moving is one. Yeah, I'd use that one. And then it was like... Oh, the other one's Jay-Z. He said, we in the building, we came for a billion, ain't nobody playing. I use that one, too.
That's a good one.
I know.
I like that one.
I like the billion part, but, I mean, I ain't getting no billion.
One day.
Not one day.
Be positive.
Always think positive. So back to the rappers, man. Do not buy a feature... Unless you're getting a fucking feature from a big name who can tour and book and do shows and headline places that are crazy, because they're not going to push it for you. Don't believe an artist who says that if you get a feature of them that they're going to push it. Get that shit in a contract. Also, if you're buying a feature from an artist, make sure you get in that contract that they're going to get 0%, or if they have a percentage requirement for the feature, make sure you have that shit written down, because you will get jerked off.
If you're paying for it, you shouldn't get a percentage.
Depends, man.
Well, that's why he's saying it has to be in paper.
If it's in your agreement. So if you're doing, if fucking Moonshine is a fucking beat for somebody, the agreement is not you're getting it for free. The agreement is, all right, you like the song, you made a good song, let's talk numbers before it comes out. But if you're going to buy a beat from him, you're going to say, oh, I'm going to give you $2,000 for his exclusive rights. I own all the rights to this song. Right or wrong, is that how that works? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, so no.
They don't give you a percentage if they buy exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you can somehow get publishing at the end of the day from that.
Correct.
I think unless you sell your... I think you have to put in the agreement you have to sell your publishing to. But mine don't do that.
No, I don't know. Is there a limit to, all that? So, $2,000, but then it's, maybe, we'll say 5 million plays. Up to 5 million plays. Anything after that, you get...
You know what I mean? Nah, I don't think so. I think it's just...
No. Only leases work like that. So leases will have, certain, you can only do 5,000 copies, and after that, you have to buy another lease.
Okay,
you
know what I'm saying?
It's basically premium lease.
That's weird, though. Unlimited lease. I get that, whatever.
Exclusive. Usually, I see beats.
So it's like an unlimited lease. You have to get
an unlimited lease is probably unlimited streams, but you don't own the rights.
Yeah, if rappers are listening to this shit, hit me up. I don't be with the bullshit. We can just get this money.
See? Like, and all the producers think that way. It's all about, I'm going to need...
But see, the other ones think that way so that they can get friends.
I can go up on that.
That's what I'm saying, man. Speak your mind. Let it out. No, I'm good, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, so this is... If anyone is listening that's a producer, first off, you're not worth $100. A lot of people are going to be sick when they hear that. But... I'm going to guarantee you they can find a hotter beat on YouTube. 100%. So, bring yourself down. Unless you're really trying to be... if you quit everything in life and you're just a producer, get the money, dude. If you think you're worth $150 a beat, $200, $300, settle for that. But I'm telling you, man, you got to bring yourself down to a human level, because there's beats on YouTube hotter that somebody can just rip. Unless somebody really, really likes the beat and is ready to go on it,
they're gonna take it.
There's so many beats on YouTube, man. I know rappers with blue checks that are signed that go to YouTube for YouTube beats, and they get somebody to remake it.
What?
They get somebody to remake it with different sounds, with the same tempo and shit, same melodies.
That's some bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
People really...
That's so...
And the worst part about that, from a producer standpoint, if you're selling beats for $100, you get, what, 2 credits a year? You're lucky to sell two beats. Maybe.
Lucky.
And then they
like big placement. We're getting them placed. You get to fucking get rid of beats,
buddy. Yeah, dude. It's crazy, man. Cause
I
legit, like, my leases, I do 30. I do 30. You know, my exclusives, I do 250 because that means I'm not getting any royalties, and fuck it, you could blow up from it because my beats are usually hot.
You only do 250 exclusives? Well, that needs to go up.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people tell me that, but I'm cool, man. I'm probably one of the most, you know, fucking down-to-earth producers.
If you're smart, you have producers.
You got a couple that are in the vault, though, for big.
What?
You got a couple that are in the vault, though, for more, though. More than 250.
Nah, that's only what the ones that I do collabs on because I'm still trying to get my 250 out of it. But I got the credits, man. Well, not I wouldn't say the credits, but I got credits.
Now, do you think, since you're a producer, you think producers should do more partnerships with artists and do 50-50 splits?
I do that shit all the time.
That's the smartest way.
Listen to this, man, because people, producers, first off, they're like, yo, I need 150 for that, and then 50, and it's like, all right, bro, listen to this. If you really sell them to a rapper you don't fuck with, then yeah, I would do your thing. But like, if it's one of your boys, you won't probably be as harsh. But you gotta think, dude. The artist has to pay for studio time, has to pay for the freaking artwork. That maybe, you know, if they want to mix or master by somebody else, like all this and the third, dude. And if you're charging that much, dude, you're not gonna get your percentage, or a song might not get its real potential because of all the shit you're charging them. So like, you could charge whatever you want, man. Like, I stress the, and I guess a lot of people, I guarantee you a lot of people will disagree with everything I say, but like, you, at the end of the day, you need your name out there to be as relevant as possible, or you will not get to the level you want to be at. Like, I know somebody that they just said they just sent beats to everybody. And then they ended up fucking around with Kanye, so.
They fucked around Kanye. They were sending beats to everybody.
Yeah, they because he sent some shit to. He had some shit with everybody locally. Then Uzi hopped on one of them, and then next thing you know, Kanye heard it.
I know what we're talking about now.
Yeah, so like, it's possible, man. And then you just gotta get your name out there, because if you get like two credits a year, bro, how are you popping? How is your beats worth it? Yeah, everything's about a name and a look and a brand. If you're selling two beats a year for $100, dude, your shit could be so hot. But like, if your name's not popping, people aren't gonna pay for that.
No, yeah,
it's
no,
just it's everything's about a name, dude.
You have two
it
songs
really
now.
Is. Like, I know people that would be you know, get a fucking Metro Boomin feature and act like they are not feature the beat, and then they would be pushing it like, yeah, like this is the one because the name on there. People care about the name. Like, if your name's fucking Johnny Tsunami, and you got the hottest beats of Philly, like, by far, like, you're better than everybody.
Is that a beat guy for real, Johnny Tsunami?
No.
I mean, I'd probably listen
That's
to Disney.
That's a dope
name.
Ass name.
That is a dope
I think that was
name,
a Disney
dude.
Channel show, but... but, like, if you're... if you're, you could have the hottest shit in the world, dude, but if you don't have a name...
That's a hell of a
who
name.
Who are you? Who are you? Like, why would somebody pay that money... You know, then you gotta drop the ego, because some people are like, yo, I'm not gonna send shit to him. I don't care who he is. Like, he's gotta pay me bread. It's like, all right, dude, have fun being stuck in that spot, because the game is from people hearing you from other people, and you gotta take losses. And if you're not willing to take losses, dude, you're not getting anywhere, dude. I took mad losses, bro. I was sending out, probably like 200 free shits. What?
So anyone ever steal your beats?
Yeah, shit was funny too. And then they sent me the song.
They robbed your beat. And
I was like, where the fuck did you get that beat from?
Was the song good at least?
It's alright. I didn't promote it, but it's alright.
You let it come out?
Dude, I'm not one to be all butthurt about that. The only way I'll be butthurt is if somebody trying to buy it. I'm like, nah, yo, I heard somebody on this. Like, look, bro, they stole that shit from somewhere. I maybe like sent them a loop of it, and they ripped it and, you know, looped it.
I gotta ask this question without saying no names, right? Anybody around here can get beats and then tell another producer to remake that beat, because that's some grimy shit. I'm still stuck on that. I just can't believe
anybody around here.
I mean, yeah, but
that did that.
Tri-state area, Philly, Jersey, Delaware, I guess, and New York. So four states.
Yeah, or but he,
Pennsylvania.
But he's got the people Philly, around him that can do that. He's huge.
That's
the only. Well, it's yeah, dude. Because it's another thing where they don't want to show love to the producers, man. Because there's people on YouTube that are grinding, man. That really want the bag. That put all the work, but they don't have people around them. Like, you could be so fucking popping on YouTube, right? You could have thousands of subscribers. You could be making bread. But you're not working with anyone locally. So you're got to have to really catch somebody that's feeling generous to be like, yo, I'm down to work, bro. I'll fly you out here. It could be like the biggest artist you've ever worked with. But like, it's crazy because if you do not have connections around you, you're really making music for just online.
Yeah, online, true. Is that why you don't put beats on YouTube?
I do put beats on YouTube. I'm just not popping on YouTube. It's hard to get there. Like, I got screwed up. Well, I didn't really screw up. Like, I had a run where I had like 6,000 plays on my first beat in like a week.
That's clutch.
But my dumb ass stopped putting, you know, them up. So I lost momentum. And if I, you know, kept that, I could probably have like a lot more, you know, money in the tuck from like BeatStars or whatever.
BeatStars take money from the producers. I feel like they rip them.
Nah, only if you do their yearly thing, you get 100%, but you're paying like I think like $100 a year. 120. That's not bad. Especially if you're selling, like, if you sell that, you could do whatever you want. Like, you could sell a full ass exclusive beat on there for $500, and they keep that beat up there. So I don't know what's up with that. But
you can rob beats from BeatStars though. You don't have
to
rip them.
Yeah, whatever. Don't matter to me, dude. Yeah, if you're going out of your way to rip something, dude, good for you. Go ahead, have it. Like, I mean, that shit really don't hurt my feelings.
That's good then. Can't be butthurt by those people. Man, so I guess this is our fucking music perception.
Well, we're still going, dude. I was just distracted by that bullshit fail.
That's all good, man. No worries.
Fucking Kentucky, man. Better do it. But yeah, the game, dude. It's crazy. Like, you don't know what you're getting out of anything. You don't know when something's gonna change. You feel the same every day unless you really get a big ass cosign. Like, you could have people hearing about you and shit, and you still wake up the next day and you act like nothing changed. Like, there'll be times when people, they say they know you, and you're like, how? You woke up yesterday feeling the same you did today, but somebody heard of you. Like, you don't know who listened to shit. Like, there's probably been time, like, I know people that have, like, I saw a video where, like, Sean Jackson was listening to somebody's song that they produced, you know, and it's like, well, lit, like, he was probably woke up, like, holy shit, like, that's crazy, or he saw a show on the radio, or, you know, all, like, I guess that makes you feel a little better, but you still woke up that day, like, technically not known, but you are known, and it's weird, because if, like, you go in a room, they won't know who you are, but if you play their beat tag, like, yeah.
Do you ever feel as big as people say that they think you are? There's the music.
Nah. I never.
I don't feel that way either. People are like, yo, your songs are crazy, bro. Blah blah blah. I'm like, thank you.
A lot of that shit's fake love too, though. That's why I don't really be
true. I gotta fucking start realizing what's fake and what's real with that shit. Because a lot of people are like, oh, it's just good, and you don't even notice.
I just say thanks.
So the best is when you get old people like you went to school with who didn't fuck with you or didn't talk to you and all like that.
Dude, yeah.
And come out, yo, bro, you're killing it now. Like, I always knew you had it. Like, no, you didn't. You were fucking doing X, Y, and Z while I was sitting home making music all day.
Yeah, you know, dude. You know, it's crazy, dude. You get that. And a lot of people, you know, well, the weird thing that doesn't happen for a lot of people that happened to me is, like, I got support from behind, you know? Yeah. Like, every time I go out or do something, I'm always getting like, yo, bro, your shit's fire. Like, a lot of people don't get that. So I don't know why it's different with me than what it was with other people, but I mean, I don't take it for granted. Like, that doesn't keep me going, but it just is nice to have at the end of the day. Because what keeps people going is like the placements and the recognition and all this and that and the money. But I'm really like minor on the money, even though, like, because I'm thinking I just got to get enough shit out, and that's just going to come. Like, you just can't be, you know, worried about money all the time where it's not going to work.
Money will come if the song or the beat is hot.
Well, it could also not, too, though. There's probably been beats that have been used by people that could have got used by somebody else and took to a whole another level, which is another thing. Like, if you, me, I don't care who I send shit to because I'm always making more shit.
Correct.
Plus, the more you have, the bigger chance you have somebody hearing you, or the more stream one you're getting, or etc. Like,
you ever feel like you've made a beat or worked on a song that's like too good for your current state? of like popularity. I felt like I have
Like keeping some stock in the tuck. Like you want to drop later, so when you have a bigger following.
Correct. Like you know this. Yeah, there's some
beats I don't, because I just will send them to the biggest artists I have in my tuck right now. Like if I have some big artists that can actually push that song and get me, you know, get the plays I need, I'll send it to them, no doubt. But it's like then there's some people that hit me up for it, and I'm like, kind of, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna send this. Like I'll post some shit on Instagram sometimes. I really stopped, but like if beats and there'll be like four people hit me up for it, I'm like, well, all four of them will definitely pay me money, but I'm like, yo, I could probably send this to him, and this shit could actually go.
Yeah.
It could go. So you gotta be kind of picky, but you really, I mean, that's me, man.
You gotta stay humble too at the same time.
That's a big thing of the game. Like if you're out there, I mean, cockiness is cool and all, but you gotta really like relate to people. You gotta be able to work with people.
You can't
act like we know we were talking before the podcast to somebody that just someone genuine that everything is going their way now. I see this motherfucker, it's like he's with him, then he's with him, then he's with him, then he's out of the country with him, and it's like, damn, like, that's all from him, you know, being genuine and collabing with people, and, you know.
What goes around comes around. Basically, karma's a thing, you know what I'm saying?
It is, man.
Don't go meet with rappers. Don't go meet with rappers. Woo-hoo. Is your phone cracked?
Nah, I'm all good.
Wow. Almost fucking
I think it sounded like it cracked.
Yo, I dropped this phone so many times it hasn't cracked. So I think I got the Gorilla John, whatever it is.
Gorilla Glass, some shit like that?
Yeah, but I don't have it, so I'm just pretending I have it.
Talking that shit into existence.
Dude, baby. Yeah, but, I mean, producer game's cool. The music industry dirty, bro. People don't understand it.
I don't think I understand how dirty it is, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you're
it's just a bunch of people trying to play.
You and me
other.
Aren't at the dirty level yet. But it's still dirty. You know how. Look what everybody goes through in the music, dude.
Oh, I know. Well, I know it's kind of dirty, yeah. You get shit done to
you. You throw shows.
I do throw shows. Fuck them shows. No.
Yo, here's a topic that probably is a pretty decent one, but I don't know if you want to answer this. I can maybe give this to Dennis. I don't know if... Pay to play.
Are you a rapper, then? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's
no, but, yeah, I mean, music, you throw shows.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean...
Pay to play, what's that?
You pay to be on a show.
I mean, depends. Like, I mean, me...
I know there's two ways. You pay to be on a show,
mm-hmm.
or you have to sell tickets that pays for your slot.
Yep.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I think I think that's what they really do now. Unless, I think sometimes you do actually pay to get on the bill. I know some, like, you know, people that utilize pay-to-play heavily. I don't think it's frowned upon. I mean, I don't care.
Oh, no, yeah.
You got to think, like...
You have to look at it
if
as...
If it's on a big scale venue and a big show, run it up, dude. Because, you know, you could give him the slot. Or you could book another rapper for maybe $200 that would bring the people out. You know? So that's what I think about, because I mean, the pay to play shit really doesn't apply to me at all. I'm a producer.
Producers don't gotta worry about that shit. That's blessed. But I mean, so pay to play's weird, man. So there's people and there's rappers I know who frown upon, and there's rappers I know who do it, and there's people who just are like, yo, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't, there's no really real way around it unless you got a buzz. If you don't, money rules the world. So if you have money, you can do anything. You know what I'm saying? You hit people up, let me do this shit, let me do that. The biggest fucking motherfuckers for pay to play is Live Nation. I'm going to expose them. They are the fucking worst with that, man. If they book you for those opening slots, you have to prepay up front, and then you have to sell tickets. So it's like a double whammy when they hit you with that shit.
So if you're opening for someone, right?
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to pay and then sell tickets.
Yep. You have to pay and then sell tickets. Unless you have a big name, and then they're going to pay you. But actually, you know what? They do actually pay you, but they give you a fraction of what you gave them.
Yeah.
So if you have to sell, let's say, 75 tickets at $40, whatever the fuck that is, they'll probably pay you like $2 a ticket. Bro. You know what I'm saying? You're getting like $2 a ticket where they're crushing on 40. You know what I mean? And it's just fucking terrible. And like I said, there goes the part where it's dirty as hell and people can get away with murder. You know what I'm saying?
That's StubHub.
You StubHub question.
All right, let me ask you this question. StubHub. That's right. If you're a rapper, right, would you pay to get on a festival? A big festival?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Depends how much.
Yeah.
How much are you willing to pay?
How big is a festival?
Yeah.
Let's just see. There's a festival coming up. Made in
America?
Say if it's Firefly or some shit like that, you know?
Let's say it's Rolling Loud.
Hell yeah.
Now, is that one